Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In the winter of 1711, while her husband Samuel was away in London, Susanna Wesley, the mother of Methodism, began holding church in her home. These Sunday evening meetings grew to over 200 when friends and neighbors began to attend. The main substance of the meeting was when Susanna would read a sermon from Samuel's library. What did she read? Sermons by John Bunyan. By the time of his death, 58 of John Bunyan's works had been published. Sermons, books, and of course his masterpiece that has endured through the ages, Pilgrim's Progress. John Bunyan led a troubled life, born into poverty in 17th century England. He became a ringleader of boys in a small village of Elstow. His parents didn't discipline him, it seemed, and he became the worst of the worst. With deep remorse, he often refers to his blaspheming of God in his early life. His struggles continued with sin, it seems, through much of his life, trying to get free, then falling back into sin again and again, fearing he had committed the unpardonable sin, falling into deep depression and the fear of damnation. Does God use the ugly and dark struggles for good? For John Bunyan, these terrible and difficult years provided much of the substance for Pilgrim's Progress. John Bunyan is another example of a man whose influence is far greater after his death than during his life.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.